Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Bitmain releasing new ASIC miners for Ethereum. We'll talk about Coinbase adding ERC20 support, and we will talk about a new cryptocurrency hedge fund on the market. So let's jump right into this first news story. News story reads as good news for gamers, bad news for AMD. Bitmain has developed an ASIC miner for Ethereum. Now, Bitmain is currently controlling around 70 to 80% of all ASIC miners. ASIC miners, as you all know, are these specific computing units that are built in order to mine more efficiently. The word is application-specific integrated circuit. And these things are kind of more efficient and faster than GPUs. And as you know, most GPUs are used currently on the market. So the gamers are actually looking for GPUs left and right, because most and a lot of GPUs on the market are currently used by cryptocurrency miners. Now, this Susquehanna International Group, the SIG, they have found out that currently Bitmain has created an Ethereum compatible ASIC miner, which could see the demand for GPUs plummet. This would spell good news for gamers, because the gamers have been looking for GPUs left and right. But bad news for the likes of Nvidia and AMD, who have enjoyed record profits of late due to the crypto rush. Now, we've talked about Nvidia's very, very profitable numbers in the last year. AMD here is not any different. Both companies have made a lot of money with cryptocurrency. Not specifically with cryptocurrency mining units, but it's more of their GPUs are being used by cryptocurrency miners, and that brings a lot of profits to their banks. Now, Nvidia and AMD officially say kind of we are more in the corner of the gamers. We are supporting gamers more than we actually support cryptocurrency mining or miners. But obviously, as a business, it's quite profitable, so they wouldn't really say no to cryptocurrency miners. Now, it looks like, and this SIG group just traveled through Asia and found out that Bitmain has already developed an ASIC, so an application-specific integrated circuit for mining Ethereum, and is readying the supply chain for shipments in the second quarter of 2018, which starts at the beginning of April in the coming days. While Bitmain is likely to be the largest ASIC vendor, currently 70 to 80% of Bitcoin mining ASICs in the whole market, and the first to market with this product, we have learned of at least three other companies working on Ethereum ASICs, all at various stages of development. Now, this is very good for the market, especially if you're in the mining business, because more competition means that more innovation and the prices will get reduced as well, because currently as Bitmain is controlling kind of the ASIC market, they can demand very, very high prices, and even if the Bitcoin price rises a lot, they will adjust their pricing dynamically. So they make in any case a very good margin, because technically the production of their units costs the same. If Bitcoin price rises, they adjust their prices to the top, so they can make even more money. Generally, I think it's very, very interesting if other companies enter the market. Now, this SIG group already kind of reduced the price targets for AMD shares and Nvidia shares. What does this mean for you as an investor, as a trader? Obviously, we always say invest into a diversified portfolio. That doesn't mean to only invest into crypto assets. Obviously, when you invest into crypto assets, you should diversify there as well. However, we always say that only a certain percentage of your portfolio should be kept in crypto assets. Other parts of your portfolio should be kept in different assets as well. Now, if you're invested in companies like AMD and Nvidia, you have to kind of think about what could happen potentially in the future, because I mean, right now the prices are fairly low, so maybe Bitcoin miners or GPUs for Bitcoin miners have not been as interesting for people on the market. So it could be that Nvidia's profits actually sink a little bit this year. However, if the price will continue to rise or will go up, this could mean good business for Nvidia as well. And on a long-term perspective, however, Bitmain and other ASIC mining companies entering the market could actually mean bad business for AMD and Nvidia. It's very good for gamers, bad for AMD and Nvidia investors. So if you're invested in those two companies, think about their perspective as well. Next up, Coinbase. We've talked about Coinbase yesterday. We've had even a bunch of comments in the last video about Coinbase not going to add any more coins. As I've said yesterday, and I still believe that, I believe that Coinbase will add new cryptocurrency coins. It's kind of a matter of time. On one side, the SEC, the CFTC, they're all looking into these ICOs and crypto assets as a whole. So as soon as this kind of regulatory environment clears up, I think Coinbase will start adding different coins. Now, what they've announced actually yesterday, just after we've posted the video, that they will start support ERC-20 tokens. ERC-20 is a technical standard that comes kind of from Ethereum, and a lot of the coins that are in the top 100, top 50 currently are actually ERC-20 tokens. The reason for that being is because Ethereum is a platform, a lot of developers can actually use that ERC-20 standard in order to build smart contracts and smart assets. Now, Coinbase has come forward and said that they are going to support ERC-20 as a standard. I've heard this a couple of months ago already, hence why I thought potentially Ethereum Classic, something like this, could get added to Coinbase soon. This is very good for investors who are invested in ERC-20 tokens. So, for example, Civic is one ERC-20 token. And there are many, many more. For example, Ethereum Classic is also one. So if you're kind of invested into different ERC-20 tokens, that means that potentially you might be able to buy and sell them through Coinbase or Coinbase's assets coming in the following months. So they're saying the GDAX team will wait for additional regulatory clarity before we decide which ERC-20 assets to support on GDAX. Coinbase, again, Coinbase will only list assets after they are listed on GDAX. So you have to keep an eye kind of on GDAX, what exactly they are doing. And once they have been evaluated kind of with their digital asset framework, which we've talked about yesterday, so check out yesterday's video if you have missed that, then only then it will get added to Coinbase and their portfolio. Generally, really, really good, a show of confidence for Ethereum as a platform. I know that Ethereum has taken a hit on a price level in the last couple of days and weeks. However, I do think that Ethereum is one of the strongest platform in the market currently, and every diversified crypto portfolio should have some Ethereum in their portfolio. Obviously, this is not financial advice and you have to do your own research. However, if you believe that in your investment thesis that platforms, for example, will be one of the winners of the coming weeks, months and years, then I think Ethereum definitely has to have a strong part in your portfolio. Now, next and last news story, Bitcoin bull Mark Yusko raising capital for $500 million crypto asset hedge fund. Now, Mark Yusko is the founder and chief investment officer at Morgan Creek Capital, and he has announced today that he will start raising $500 million for a hedge fund that is solely focused on crypto assets and blockchain related investments. Now, Previously, we've talked about Mike Novogratz. He was also kind of a big finance guy, or still is, and he wanted to raise as well $500 million, but he then moved into the $250 million crypto bank or crypto asset merchant bank. And so he's busy building this, and that kind of means that Morgan Creek, which is the hedge fund, Morgan Creek Capital, which is the hedge fund behind Mark Yusko, is actually will become the potentially the biggest crypto asset hedge fund there is. Now, this is really, really good and a good sign of confidence and approval from the finance world as well. This could also mean that we will see a lot of blockchain related investments pop up left and right. Obviously, now is kind of the gold rush for a lot of startups. So they are kind of building on blockchain technology, which the ERC-20 token we've just talked about, we've mentioned. The ERC-20 token is very, very an easy way to get started with blockchain technology. So a lot of companies and people are actually jumping on the bandwagon there. So another perspective and another kind of pro point for ERC-20 tokens as well as Ethereum as a platform. The statement here says, Morgan Creep believes blockchain to be one of the most powerful and valuable technologies to have been developed in the digital age, and also believes that the disruptive power of the application of blockchain technology across all asset classes will create enormous investment opportunities. So we keep hearing those different stories about blockchains and blockchain investments and blockchain startups becoming like the next big thing. But we've mentioned a couple of weeks ago already that the killer application for blockchain is still not here. Now, what Morgan Creek is kind of banking on is exactly that. They want to make those big investments into the upcoming startups and companies in order to be positioned to create a lot of wealth for their investors. So I think the market is still quite open, and but still we need to see some kind of more application specific implementation of blockchain that really, really solves a big problem. And before that, I think it's a lot of headlines, a lot of hype around all of these things. What they want to do is actually as well, the new fund could attempt to tokenize real estate, debt, and other types of equity and selling them to investors, though these plans will doubtlessly encounter several major regulatory hurdles. Now, we'll talk about tokenizing securities in the future, in a future video. So stay tuned and subscribe to the channel and subscribe to the podcast. However, what this hedge fund is also trying to do here is to kind of bring blockchain to old industries, and they will probably be very successful with it because they have a lot of money and influence behind them. However, as long as the regulatory aspect is not cleared, it's very, very difficult to make this work. So keep this in mind when you're kind of looking at what Morgan Creek Capital is kind of doing and what kind of investments they're doing. As long as the regulatory aspect is still kind of in the gray, we still don't know where at least the volatility short-term and mid-term will go. As we always say, invest into the fundamentals, read our research reports, and based on them, make investment decisions. Build an investment thesis, and then build out your portfolio based on the research that we provide. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast as well, and I will see you on the next one. Take care.